reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of your PDGA Radio News. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and this is your Disc Golf News for December 10th, 2010. Coming up are results from last weekend's disc golf action, along with a look ahead at the upcoming tournament schedule, including big news about the 2011 Memorial and 2011 USDGC. Yes, we'll also run down some recent news from the PDGA and its board of directors. So stay right there, your PDGA Radio News has arrived. Yes, despite what you may have heard previously, it is now official. The United States Disc Golf Championship will return next year to the breathtaking Winthrop Gold Course in South Carolina, October 5th through the 8th. It's the same week as in recent years, however, this next championship will be anything but the typical USDGC, as it will undergo its biggest change since its inception back in 1999, creating an all-inclusive handicapping system that will help determine the 2011 field and winners. As in years prior, regional qualifying events will determine many of the competitors. The core change, however, is instead of relying solely on the medal play results, now performances based on a player's handicap will decide who gets invited and wins. Now players of both genders and more skill levels can compete all together. Before the championship's first round, all players, regardless of their actual division, will be given a projected score based on their PDGA player rating. Each round, their performance will be assessed by comparing their actual score with their projected score, and the 2011 champion will be crowned based on the performance overall, all rounds, based on the differences between expected and actual scores on a point system. Tournament organizers say this USDGC will be one to remember, and its accessibility should make it one everyone should try to attend. The trophy-based tournament will not have a cut, so all players will play all four rounds together, although it may prove challenging for many, as regardless of the format change, the USDGC team is promising they have every intention of delivering the legendary on-course experience Winthrop has become famous for, yellow ropes and all. More good news is, though, that since the emphasis in 2011 is on a more relaxed, fun, and fair competition, the tournament entry fee is being lowered to $100, down from $230. Also, the last chance qualifier will also be back in effect, taking place Monday, October 3rd, with at least five more spots up for grabs. Then the 2012 USDGC will return to its familiar medal play format, alternating years with a handicap-based championship coming back for the odd-numbered years. The first chance to gain entry into the 2011 USDGC will actually be this weekend, December 11th and 12th, at the Piney Woods Pro-Am in Tyler, Texas. There, 10 qualifying spots will be up for grabs to any current PDGA member with a player rating of at least 850. They must play the same configuration as the Open Division. All that and more information can be found from usdgc.com or pdga.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, welcome back into PDGA Radio News for December 10th, 2010, where we'll now take a couple minutes to run down some of the results from last week's PDGA-sanctioned tournaments. highlighted by the A-tier in San Antonio, Texas, called the Fly Inc. Open, where Bradley Williams continues his strong play as of late en route to taking a two-throw victory over Eric McCabe. Garrett Gerthy takes third place, but was 10 throws off the lead. The women's division went to Liz Lopez by 8 over Des Redding, and for the amateurs, it was Nathan Ratliff by 2 over Andrew Wright. Elsewhere in Texas, it was the Bob Robertson Memorial, where Paul Dorries won by 1 over Chris Smith. Steve Borland won in Masters. Other B-tier results include Michael Johansson's playoff win over Josh Childs to win the Charleston Classic in South Carolina. Elaine King there also earned a win for the women. Erica Vandenberg won in Masters, and Scott Wallace takes advanced. Blair Bowes won the Middle Tennessee Tour Finals. Kenny Clark takes the Chili Smack Challenge in Washington, beating Chris Woff in a playoff. The Masters division went to Scott Papa, and advanced was won by Jeremy Freeling. In Illinois, Brett Comincioli won for the pros, with Kenny Glassman taking advanced. Chris Meyer won the Winter Blaster in Minnesota, and Will and Dudley Shustrick wins a doubles event in California. On the schedule for this upcoming weekend of December 11th and 12th is the Piney Woods Pro-Am, an A-tier taking place in Tyler, Texas, where several top pros will be competing, along with a full field of amateurs, for 10 USDGC qualifier spots for the 2011 handicapped USDGC. Elsewhere, B-tiers include the Tupelo Bay Open in South Carolina, the Southern Arizona Disc Golf Classic in Tucson, and the Masters Championships will be in Japan. C-tiers include the Lone Other International event, which is in the Netherlands for another stop of the Dutch Disc Golf Series. The International Disc Golf Center's Champion Series continues this weekend outside of the PDGA office in Appling, Georgia. Wisconsin will host the Ohauser Winter Open. The Christmas Classic is in Alabama. Toledo, Ohio holds the 6th annual Holiday Heiser. And the Trinity Links Snowblown is in Illinois, while Kentucky has the Goat Path X-Tier in Cub Run. The Arizona Disc Golf Community and organizers of the 2011 Memorial, presented by Discraft, have announced that registration for their popular March event has begun. Amateurs will compete from Wednesday until Friday in early March, while the pros taking part in the National Tour event continue their play into Saturday with their final round on the Fountain Hills course. However, if you do want to participate in the 2011 Memorial, March 2nd through the 5th, they do suggest you sign up as soon as possible. As in years past, it is going to fill up months in advance. Already more than 150 players registered. You can find out more information about the tournament and try to register all the options online at pdga.com and the tour schedule.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is? Being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, now, before we close another weekly edition of your PDGA Radio News, we'll take a look at what happened during the November meeting of the PDGA's Board of Directors. There, it was stated in the meeting minutes that the PDGA's membership is up more than 8% this year, with nearly 15,000 active members, helping create a very favorable net financial position for the organization. Also, the 2011 revised rulebook and competition manual has been finalized. It's sent for printing. All PDGA members will receive a new rulebook as part of their membership package in 2011. Again, the 22nd and newest edition of the PDGA course directory is also completed. It is printed and available for purchase at pdgastore.com as well as other disc golf retail stores and websites. Design of the new online PDGA store website is still ongoing. It's ready to be launched any day at pdgastore.com. It's still there, though. You can place your order for the course directory or World's DVD, among many other items. In addition also to the sale of golf discs, the new store will feature new versions of PDGA-branded merchandise. It was also noted during the meeting that Dr. John Dusler will not be returning to his role of marketing director next year. He'll instead be focusing his efforts on his Disc Golf Planet media project. No replacement will be immediately hired, at least as the board continues to research the option of hiring an outside marketing agency to handle the ever-expanding duties of marketing disc golf and the PDGA. However, the PDGA is currently accepting applications to become the new PDGA Tour manager. If you're interested, the deadline to apply is December 31st. And finally, some news regarding Disc Golfer Magazine, where it appears that it will soon be also available for download from the internet, instead of only getting a paper version of that magazine. The PDGA will begin producing an online version of each edition to be made available online about 45 days after the initial printing and mailing of the hard copy version that is sent to all current PDGA members and other subscribers. The PDGA office is also working to get digital versions of all previous magazines available for download. If you'd like more information on any of these topics or would like to view the entire minutes from previous meetings of the PDGA Board of Directors, go online, pdga.com, click on Organizational Documents from the HQ tab, and then you'll find them. With that, my time with you for this week's program is over. Again, for PDGA Radio News, I'm Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the safest of travels and happiest of holiday seasons. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.